Welcome into DC On Screen episode 403, where we'll be getting super spoilery on Lucifer 218, the good, the bad, and the crispy, the season finale of season 2. I'm your host, David C. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hello.
To recap, Mother's body count seems to be adding up, and Lucifer is forced to cover for her with Chloe. Lucifer sends Mazikeen on a hunt for Amina Deal to get the final piece of Azrael's sword, and Charlotte resorts to torturing and almost killing Linda to discover Lucifer's real plan. Maze and Amina Deal find Linda just in time for Amina Deal to somehow summon his time-stopping powers, giving Maze enough time to get Linda to a hospital. It also allows Lucifer enough time to stop his mother's Mexican standoff by igniting the sword and mournfully sending her to a new reality where she can reimagine existence. After talking with Linda, Lucifer decides he must tell Chloe the truth about who he is, but instead wakes up in the vacant desert with his wings restored. I really liked this episode.
The worst thing I can say about it is it took them 2 years to get to this episode, and that's a year and a half too much.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, there were things I didn't like.
There can be moments here, but this was finally this was a good episode. Like, this is easily the best episode they've ever done, and I really enjoyed. Like, the only episode that comes close are the episodes with Michael Imperioli, with Azrael or Uriel. I'm sorry.
I don't know. The last episode was really good, and God Johnson was really good before it.
They were, but this thing, like, a lot of threads that they've been sewing finally came back up. And like,
don't you mean stapling?
Yeah, stapling. Yeah. And I mean, there was so much heart in it, and it was earned heart finally.
Mm-hmm.
It made sense. Like, everything with Linda this episode was just gut wrenching. Like, the fear she experiences when she sees Charlotte. When she sees Charlotte, you feel it for her. She was so roughed up. Like, the even like her bleeding out, I tried to resist, I'm so sorry. And the part that actually got to me a little bit was Mazikeen just helped me. Like, I just love the idea of, you know, this goddess tortures this human, and this demon is crying over her. And this angel now has to summon this power that he wasn't even sure he still had, and you can see it takes it out of him. But
yeah.
Like, apparently in this episode, we see that, like, these characters have gone through a lot, but they made moral decisions for the most part. And so the angels, even the fallen ones, are kind of, like, God's giving them a little bit of a pass. It's just a really neat story on that.
Well, I don't know. I think,
like, there's forgiveness in there that's kind of been earned, I thought. I really liked that.
Well, I feel like Amina Deal's powers were always there. I feel like the only reason he lost them is because he lost faith.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he just... And he got faith back this episode. Like, before, you know, for instance, before I met Mazikeen tasers him, you know, he's trying to give her the speech about, like, I thought I'd fallen, but...
This was a test.
Yeah. I mean, he does. Like, it's kind of a... It's a little bit of a silly, like, thing that he goes on, but it is. You're right. I mean, he gets his faith back. And with Lucifer, I'm not so sure he never lost his faith. He's just always been angry about what happened. He never lost faith in who he was or who his father was and who she was. But end of the day, he got all the pieces to the sword. He could have ended her.
Mm-hmm.
And instead he does, I got to admit, something I hadn't seen coming. They hadn't laid in the idea that sword could cut through reality and give her another place to go start another reality.
Yeah.
But that was a really cool out. I mean, I got to give the writers credit on this one.
Yeah.
Thought it was a great scene, great out. And Tom Ellis fucking killed it, as always. Oh, also Tricia Helfer. And that scene was really, really good.
I was actually worried because I was like, you guys have made her a sympathetic character enough that I don't want her to go back to hell.
Yeah, you didn't want her to just kind of... All the endings they talked about, and, you know, it was funny watching them talk about, like, well, maybe you shouldn't try to sell her hell as a backup plan. You know, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for upward mobility.
Yeah. They sound like timeshare consultants, right?
That was phenomenal.
Yeah. It was a good scene, and it really was. It was like, you didn't want her to end up in any of the routes they had shown you so far. So I got to give the writers credit here, man. They showed us a different thing, and it was kind of perfect. I thought it was a really good out and a really good ending to that story. Yeah. I genuinely can't think of a better way to do it. Even Lucifer just saying, like, so please let there be light to his mom. I actually choked up a little bit.
Yeah. That was good stuff.
I mean, that callback to Genesis, you know? It's, you gotta love stuff like that. That's, well, I was really impressed with this, and I wish the show did this consistently.
So I love that Trixie, believes that they're speaking in code because she doesn't understand grown-up stuff.
Yeah.
Which she believes she does.
That was cute.
That was phenomenal.
I've never really, Trixie's always been one of those people that is amusing, at least when she's on screen.
Oh yeah.
She's a good little actress.
At the beginning, Charlotte stapling herself shut. I didn't believe that. I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
I'm like, most office staples don't go through more than 6 sheets of paper. What?
How do you think they went through skin?
And then, you know, she gets to Linda and.
But I had to give her credit too. I was like, well, that's not believable, but damn, girl.
Right.
Hold not.
I love, like, at the beginning, like, Amina Deal being so happy, and he was so adorable at the realization that he was the favorite.
Oh, just, yeah, their little, like, playground antics with the give me that, brother. That was cute. It was a really fun scene. And, yeah, him being, like, so taken by the idea that he was the favorite, and after what have to be, you know, eons for him thinking he wasn't.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, but then they... of course, just to be a bummer, Lucifer reminds him, the line I think was, don't make me hurt you, Amina Dill. You know you're not the angel you once were. And then it just bums the whole scene.
Yeah, it's good. It's good sibling play, though. I dug that.
Yeah.
Even before Charlotte goes all tortury on Linda, where Linda shows up with the obviously non-working staples. She threatens Linda. I don't know. I laughed really hard at the line. Suppose I could take a gander.
Yeah. It's such a believable intimidation, too. Cause I forget the names of both. I mean, I know Trisha Helfer, but I forget her name. But they are vastly different heights. That is an above-averagely tall woman and a below-averagely tall woman. There's an entire head between them. It's just it's a very believable intimidation scene.
So when they find that the charred body that's been shaved, and Lucifer says maybe he has a fear of hair. Always fun when they show up in hell. Lots of wigs involved.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I was actually surprised he didn't say lots of wigs and merkins involved. Because you could slip that in to network television. No one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, okay. Loved everything with Amina Deal at the improv.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that would pay off, and it did. Just all of the stuff about how it was a test and how, you know, he had lost, you know, he thought God had lost faith in him, but he lost faith in God. Yeah. And then the reveal, and I knew it was an improv. I knew there was going to be a comedic reveal there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, how are your pork chops? And then they change it. Like, okay, we'll do something else. How about your zookeepers and the giraffe is pregnant? And the guy's like, oh, I think she's giving birth. And Amina Deal just yells, how could I help when I must kill my own father? That shit had me rolling, dude.
It was good. I was kind of surprised that at this point, like, Dan's running an improv class, but...
Yeah.
I kind of dig it. Like, I hope they go back to it.
Well, like, the one time we really saw him at improv, he was pretty much killing it as Lucifer.
Yeah. Like, yeah. They've done a way better job with Dan this season.
Oh, absolutely.
Just to wrap him up as a, you know, as our season finale for him. I mean, last season he was kind of useless, and then they finally did that one cool thing with him where he made a shady deal and got that guy killed. But, I mean, that was cool, and it was cool to see him and Mazikeen for a second. But... Yeah, this season he's just been way more, I don't know, how do you put it, useful, present, worthwhile. I mean,
he's a character now.
Yeah.
As opposed to a caricature.
Yeah, that's, yeah, well done. I like that. You know the line that really got me out of all this?
What's that?
Was Linda saying, I walked into this with eyes wide open. I chose to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's good, man. And
by the way, they never brought up what the hell Maze did to that dude. The, what would he call him?
I'm not sure which dude you're talking
chairman,
about.
Chairman, the guy that was going to fire Linda. Chairman of the review board, maybe? Is that what they call
him? Well, yeah, there's an IRB. I think it's, I think that used to be the designation.
But it appears that Linda is back in practice this episode.
I didn't even think about it. Like, I have full faith that if Maze approached this guy and requested something, he did it.
I guess that's what they're expecting us to do.
I'm willing to accept that. I mean, come on, man. She's an intimidating figure.
She is. Oh man. I don't know why, but this was great. I do know why. It was funny. But when Lucifer's trying to distract Chloe from the case, and he's like, I say we look into this. Catherine McDougal. Her death was very suspicious indeed. And Chloe's like, she was 92, Lucifer. He says, yes, and fit as a fiddle. Look at the smugness on her face.
Yeah. He was fun trying to get out of the out of the early part of the episode. I like that. Two things though that you got to wonder. I feel like there's a chance we see Mother back because.
He threw that sword in after
he took the pin though. I think he unpinned it and then threw the other two pieces in.
He did.
So she doesn't have the ability to come back outright. But I do like the fact that the sword itself is out of play because it's just something that can harm humanity. The thing I didn't like is I wouldn't have minded if he took the mantle, maybe. I don't know what you call that part of a sword. But that part was basically it was like Old Testament, New Testament. I mean, it was like the sword itself was God's vengeance, and then the piece that goes around it was basically God's love and compassion. Mm-hmm. I don't think it could be the worst thing in the world if maybe we kept that thing in play, just that piece at least. But there might be a nice scene. We didn't get to see it this time, but there might be a nice scene maybe beginning of next season where Lucifer gets to give Aminadil back his necklace as like a reminder that he was the favorite.
Or that he is the favorite.
Yeah, he is the favorite. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
It would make for a good scene. I hope they do it. You know.
Mm-hmm. The procedural part of the episode was exceedingly weak. This episode, I felt like, and the reveal that it was. I mean, we all knew who it was. We knew it was Ruiz, right? We knew it was the other son.
Yeah, it was going to be pretty obvious. Yeah, and it was a weak storyline that he's throwing away his entire. Yeah. Upright life to defend the family honor. Like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
You destroyed the family honor by going away, and now you're whatever.
Importantly, now these people are responsible for two dead sons. So I think the Ruiz, Bianca Ruiz, or whatever her name was, she's definitely coming back because now both of her kids are dead.
Maybe. I did like. I kind of like that they gave Charlotte. That's the thing is it may not be Trisha Helfer that comes back. Like, Charlotte goes back to her normal life at this point.
One would think, yeah.
They wrote her back in that way. Like, Chloe apparently thinks it was probably the Riz guy that was responsible for all those deaths.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they gave... And I did worry about that. Like, once there was a body on the ground and she woke up and she didn't remember anything and didn't know who anybody was. Like, it was kind of like, well, is the show just going to screw over this poor innocent woman that got possessed by? and they gave her an out, so that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But so they can bring back Mom without it necessarily being that actress.
Yeah,
but I just don't know if they're going to. At this point, I think season three, I think you have to talk to Dad.
Yeah, maybe.
And what do you think happened with Wings?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, he just seems to be bludgeoned, mm-hmm. and then he wakes up with wings. So it to me, it makes...
He might be dead.
He might be dead. My wife mentioned that maybe he's in Charlotte's reality now, that we're seeing another version of him.
Hmm.
Wasn't a bad theory.
I think she's been watching too much Flash.
She actually didn't finish Flash. She only watched it tangentially, and it got too complicated, and she just went, ah, fuck it.
Ah, okay. Well.
But she did watch this with me and thought, eh, it could be that. And I was like, it's a workable theory. I got nothing against it.
Mm, I don't know, man. With that theory, I think she might need to give that Flash thing a whole second shot.
Yeah.
It's not too complicated. Just do it.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The only reason I say maybe dead is because it looks like his skin is so burnt, you know, from the hot desert sun. He looks kind of semi-charred.
He does. I mean, he's definitely chafed, you know.
So he's clearly not.
Well, it doesn't mean that he's not still.
He's not immortal.
Well, he's never been immortal. He can be harmed. It's just that it takes a lot. Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we saw
the sun, I would imagine.
The episode before, we saw, like, Mazuki can kick his ass if she wants to. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was still kind of bruised from their fight in this episode.
That's a good point. I guess I wouldn't have thought that he would have gotten a sunburn so bad.
It depends on how long he was out there. Like, that's the other question I have is, like, for Lucifer to be in the sun for that long, he would have to be there for a very long time. Like, maybe we're going to go skip ahead a year or something when we come back next season. Like, where have you been this year? I don't fucking know. But there's going to be something that happens, because here's the part that I don't like about this show that they're going to do again, is when he's having that wonderful discussion with Linda, you see him trail off for a second, and he says, I just realized there's something I have to do. And, like, even looking at Linda, she kind of knows what he's talking about. I mean, they're a close-knit group at this point, and he's going to go tell Chloe about everything, and he gets on the phone. He tells her, I'm going to tell you about everything. I'm going to tell you why my family's so weird. You'll understand, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the show's like, it's going to take that from us, where, like, he was going to tell Chloe everything, and then now something so weird has happened that he can't tell Chloe anything.
Yep.
So I think it might be we come back and it's been a lot of time has passed, but it was time enough to grow his wings back. And it's just going to be like, where were you last year, you know?
I don't think it'll be a huge amount of time.
6 months or something, I mean.
I don't even know about that.
It's got to be enough that the sun can harm a guy that is, you know, impervious to bullets.
I'd say two or three months maybe. I don't know. I say that because of Trixie.
Mm.
Like, it's going to be obvious that kid has not grown.
Yeah, they can't just do a year, can they? Yeah, that's a good call.
She looks, you know, a fair amount older than she did last year.
Although they grow so fast at that age, they could just keep her out of the first half of the season, which we wouldn't even notice, and then throw her in later, and she would, you know, all her teeth have grown back in, and she's fine. She'd probably look older.
Yeah, that's one character I don't need to be recasted. I like Trixie.
I like Trixie, the character and the tiny actress.
Mm-hmm.
I have high hopes for her IMDb page.
Yeah. I do want to mention the knife in Dan's pocket. Lucifer running up with the sword and freaking Dan out.
Yeah.
And pulling the key out of his pocket. Yeah. That was all of that was
great. That was funny.
Oh, I'm not going to hurt you, Daniel.
That was funny.
But I did tear up a little bit when Amina Deal said, you're a good man. To Dan, I was like, oh, he is a good man, isn't he?
Yeah. You know what actually got me more was, like, Aminadil, when he smiles, like, it takes a huge amount of concentration for him to get his powers back for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But he just kind of smiled afterwards, and that actually choked me up a little bit.
Interesting.
Like, that was a point where I think you're probably on point with the he got his faith back thing, but...
Mm-hmm.
That was a neat moment. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good moment. All right, I think that's all I've got on Lucifer for this season. I think it was a better season than season one.
Yeah, I think they stepped it up a little bit. And as we've always said, we want more celestial stuff.
Mm-hmm. Celestial stuff is amazing for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what you promise us when you title it Lucifer.
Mm-hmm. Gotta follow through, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But we are DC On Screen, and you can find every episode at DCOnScreen.com. We're proud members of the Giant Size Team Up Network, GiantSizeTeamUp.com. You can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, DC On Screen, one word. DCOnScreen@gmail.com to send us the old-fashioned email.
They still exist.
And I know, yeah.
I mean, we do respond.
We do. And the phone number, if you want to leave us a voicemail, 205-259-6331. We'll be coming back in just a little while with some DCEU news and DC TV news. So until then, keep some DC on your screen.